Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Upside of Uncertainty by Nathan R. Furr reframes the anxiety of not knowing into a practical advantage. Rather than treating uncertainty as a problem to eliminate, the book presents it as a constant feature of modern life and a powerful source of creativity, resilience, and progress. Drawing on the author's background in innovation and entrepreneurship, it explores why the human mind resists ambiguity, how fear can narrow options, and what effective leaders and innovators do differently when outcomes are unclear. The emphasis is not on blind optimism, but on disciplined action, how to run small experiments, learn quickly, and make decisions with imperfect information. Readers are guided to shift from a need for control to a focus on capability, building habits that increase confidence even when the path cannot be fully mapped. The result is a guide for navigating change at work and at home by turning the unknown into a field of possibilities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining uncertainty as a source of opportunity. A central theme of the book is the mindset shift from viewing uncertainty as danger to recognizing it as the birthplace of new options. When the future is unclear, established plans and familiar playbooks lose some power, which can feel threatening. Yet that same loosened structure creates room for discovery, novel solutions, unexpected partnerships, and new directions that would never appear in a fully predictable world. The book examines why people commonly equate uncertainty with risk and failure, and how that reflex can cause premature certainty, overplanning, or avoidance. Instead, readers are encouraged to treat uncertainty as information, a signal that more learning is needed rather than proof that action is impossible. By reframing the unknown as possibility, the book helps readers move from protective behavior to generative behavior. In practical terms, this means asking better questions, seeking small bits of evidence, and staying open to multiple futures rather than clinging to one forecast. The argument is that opportunity is often hidden precisely where certainty is lowest, and that training oneself to operate there is a competitive advantage in careers, organizations, and personal growth. Secondly, the psychology of not knowing and how to work with it. The book highlights the internal mechanics that make uncertainty feel so uncomfortable. Humans are pattern-seeking and prediction-driven, so ambiguity can trigger stress responses that push us toward quick conclusions, rigid stories, or overconfidence. The author discusses how fear can shrink attention and reduce creativity, making people default to what is familiar even when it no longer fits. Instead of treating these reactions as personal weakness, the book frames them as normal human tendencies that can be managed. It offers a more compassionate and strategic approach. Notice the emotional signal, name it, and then choose behaviors that expand rather than constrict. Readers learn to distinguish between productive caution and paralyzing anxiety, and to spot when the desire for certainty is causing them to ignore evidence or silence dissenting views. This psychological lens matters because innovation and life change often require staying present in ambiguity long enough for real learning to occur. By understanding the mental habits that generate distress, readers can build steadier decision routines, communicate more clearly during change, and maintain confidence without pretending to know what cannot yet be known. Thirdly, experimentation and discovery over perfect planning. Another core topic is replacing the fantasy of perfect prediction with a practice of structured discovery. In uncertain environments, detailed long-range plans can become brittle because assumptions change faster than execution. The book promotes an experimental approach. Take small, low-cost actions designed to test assumptions, reveal constraints, and generate feedback. This is not randomness, it is disciplined learning. Readers are encouraged to articulate what they believe, identify the biggest unknowns, and design tests that produce real information quickly. In career decisions, that might mean short projects, informational conversations, or prototype commitments rather than a single high-stakes leap. In business or creative work, it can mean pilots, minimum viable offerings, or parallel exploration of alternatives. The key is to turn uncertainty into a sequence of learnable steps where each action reduces ambiguity and opens up better choices. This approach also changes the emotional experience of risk. When the goal is learning, setbacks become data, and progress becomes measurable even before final outcomes are reached. The book positions experimentation as a practical bridge between hope and evidence, enabling forward motion when clarity is unavailable. Fourthly, decision-making. When outcomes cannot be guaranteed, the book addresses a frequent pain point, how to make responsible decisions without the assurance that things will work out. It emphasizes separating the quality of a decision from the eventual result, since good decisions can still lead to bad outcomes when conditions shift. Readers learn to focus on process, including defining decision criteria, clarifying values, and explicitly listing assumptions. The book also explores how social dynamics affect choices under uncertainty, such as how teams can drift toward false consensus or how leaders may overproject confidence to calm others. A more effective model is to communicate uncertainty honestly while still committing to action and learning. The author encourages building options, keeping doors open where possible, and avoiding all or nothing bets when information is thin. This can include staging commitments, setting check-in points, and preparing contingency moves. The overall message is that uncertainty does not remove agency, it changes what agency looks like. Instead of trying to control outcomes, readers strengthen their ability to respond, adapt, and choose again as new information appears. Lastly, building resilience and courage. Through the unknown, beyond tools and frameworks, the book emphasizes the personal growth that comes from repeatedly engaging with uncertainty. Courage is presented not as the absence of fear, but as the willingness to act while fear is present. By practicing small steps into the unknown, readers develop a stronger sense of capability and a more flexible identity, one that is not tied to being right or having a flawless plan. The book links resilience to meaning. People endure uncertainty better when they are oriented toward a purpose that matters, whether that is a mission at work, a creative ambition, or a commitment to family and community. It also highlights the role of connection, since uncertainty can feel isolating, but shared exploration can normalize doubt and multiply insight. Over time, this practice can change how readers interpret uncertainty itself, from a threat to their stability to a natural environment for learning. The benefit is lasting, as change accelerates in technology, markets, and personal life circumstances. The ability to remain steady, curious, and action-oriented becomes a durable advantage. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for entrepreneurs, managers, students, and professionals facing career transitions, as well as anyone navigating personal change where the next step is not obvious. Readers who feel stuck between overthinking and rushing into decisions will benefit from its emphasis on disciplined learning and small experiments learning and small experiments. The practical value lies in improving how you respond to ambiguity. Instead of waiting for certainty that may never arrive, you learn to create momentum, test assumptions, and make better choices with the information you can gather now. That shift can reduce stress, increase confidence, and expand what you consider possible, which directly improves work performance and personal well-being. Compared to many books that offer either abstract inspiration or rigid step-by-step formulas, The Upside of Uncertainty stands out by treating uncertainty as the core condition and providing a grounded, action-oriented way to engage it. It complements popular innovation and mindset titles, but focuses more directly on the lived experience of not knowing and how to turn it into progress. For readers seeking a realistic, empowering guide for unpredictable times, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Nathan R. Fur, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.